Somebody has one emission of zot. The emission of zot is different than emission of shechor zot. A zot comes from a limp aver and looks like the white of an egg that is full that cannot bear a chip. A shechor zot comes from an erect aver and looks like the white of an egg that is unspoiled that could bear a chip. And they didn't. Somebody who had two emission of zot on the same day, on two consecutive days, would have to sit 7 clean days. He would be coming until he had 7 clean days, which he did not have an emission. And somebody who has 3 emissions of zot on the same day, on 3 consecutive days, then not only would he have to wait until he has 7 clean days, but he would also have to bring up korban. Now what happens if somebody had only one emission of zot? Beishami Aymrim Kishomer Yom, can I get you? Beishami says, he has a din like a woman who is a Shomer Yom, can I get you? A woman who has seen down on one day, on two consecutive days, is not yet a Zobah Gedolah. To be a Zobah Gedolah and to have to sit 7 clean days, the woman would have to see Dom on 3 consecutive days. This woman has only seen Dom on one day or on 2 days. Instead, she is a Shomer Yom Kenegad Yom. She's coming for one day. And the tumah that she has for one day is a stringent tumah. She's Matame, Bamasa, Bakari, and also Mishkav, or Moshe, the thing that she sits down or lays down on. So according to Beishami, so too a Zob that has one emission, even though he does not have to sit 7 clean days, but he's coming for one day, the tumah he has for that day is a stringent tumah. Matame, Bamasa, and a Mishka of Moshe. Well, Beit Hillel and then Kabbal Kerit. Beit Hillel says, no, somebody has one emission of zot, when it's coming for one day, it's a lenient tumor, like a Kabbal Kerit, only the time of B'maza, not B'masa. Only by touching, not by caring. It's not the time of Mishka of Moshe, it's not the time he thinks he sits down, or lays down on. Rachas, Ubashani Hitzer, Ubashlishi Rosh Tayyem, Malachas, Muruba Kishtar. What happens if a zot has an emission on one day? Now the next day he has no emission at all. Now the third day he has two emissions. Or one big emission that's as big as two emissions. At the dinner, the result that has two emissions on one day, on two consecutive days, he has a stringent tumor. His Matami Mishka, Ramosha, and his Matami Ramasa. He has to sit 7 clean days. But he doesn't have to bring a korban. If he sees 3 emissions on one day, or 3 consecutive days, or one emission on one day, or 2 on the next, or 2 on the first day and 1 on the second day. In those cases, he's a zug gummer, complete zug. Then not only does he have to sit 7 clean days, but he also has to bring a korban. Now, in this case, the zug did have 3 emissions during 3 days. But he had a day in between where he did not have emission at all. What would be his din? Beishami Abram, zug gummer. Beishami said he's a complete zug as if he had 3 emissions on one day or 3 consecutive days, and he has to bring a korban besides sitting 7 clean days. And even though there was a day in between where he did not have an emission, since there were 3 emissions, during a period of 3 days, he was of Gomer, according to Beit Shama. Beit Shama disagrees with Beit Shama. According to Beit Shama, since there was a day in between where he did not have an emission, that day in between cancels out the emission he had on the first day. So the only thing that affects him are the 2 emissions he had on the third day. So he has a din, like the doctor that had 2 emissions on one day. And the din of a zot that had 2 emissions on one day is that he's metame mishka b'moshe. He has a stringent tumor where metame thinks that he lies down on or sits down on. And he has to immerse himself in mayim chayim and live water such as a spring. And that is the din of a zot after 7 clean days. It's not sufficient for him to immerse himself in a mikvah. He has to immerse himself in mayim chayim. But it's tougher from the korban. And since only the 2 emissions that he had on the third day affect him, so the din of a zav that had 2 emissions is that he is tucker from a korban. Only a zav that has 3 emissions is chayev in a korban. Amar Rabbi Eliezer ben Yehuda, modem beishama bezeh she'eno zav gomer. Eliezer ben Yehuda holds that beishama agrees with Beit Hillel in this case, that he would not be a zav gomer, he would not have to bear a korban. And since it was a day of eating where he did not have an emission, that canceled out the first emission he had on the first day. Ba'aman nechaku. What is beishama and Beit Hillel arguing about? Aharoesh tayim. Or achas meruba kishtayim, uvisheni hitzda, uvishlishi ra achas. The reverse case. Well, on the first day, he had 2 emissions, or 1 big emission that was as big as 2 emissions. And on the second day, he did not have an emission. And on the third day, he had 1 emission. Beishame oimrim zav gomer, uvishil oimrim mitame mishkav umayshav, v'tzarech bias mayim chayim, upater minakor. This is the case of Beishami Hall, that he is a Zav Gomer. And since it was the first day where he had 2 emissions, and he already has to sit 7 clean days, so therefore, even though there was a day in between where he did not have an emission, since he is already exalted, as he had two emissions on the third day, we would combine those two emissions with the emission he had on the third day to make him a Zav Gomer, to Mechayev him in a Korb. Probably similar hope that since it was a day between, we did not have an emission, we cannot count the emission he had on the third day, so he is not a Zav Gomer, he's only has a debt of the Zav that had two emissions, so therefore, if Matami Mishkub Moshe, if he had this stringent tumor, it would be Matami thing that he lies down on, sits down on, and after he has the seven clean days, he would have to immerse himself in Mayim Chayim, but he is putter from bringing a korban. He has a den of the dog that had two emissions. That did not have to bring a korban. Sechaz Avim Paragalov Mishnah Bey, the Roa carry the Yom HaShlishi, the Sphira Zob. Somebody loses up with two emissions or three emissions, and he has to sit seven clean days. And during the third day of the seven, the Kiyam of the seven clean days, he had an emission of carry. Beishami says that knocks off the two previous days. And he has to start counting again the seven clean days. He has to start from the first day again. Beisilo says it only knocks off the day that he saw the carry, meaning to say that even though he can't count the third day towards the seven clean days, but the first 2 days do count towards his Zayin Nekiyam, the next day he would start from the third day. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Harav Bishani Soser Eshelofana. Rabbi Shmuel says even Beisilo would admit that his Zav was counting 7 clean days and he sees Kurt on the second day of his Zayin Nekiyam, that would knock off the first day. He would have to start counting the Zayin Nekiyam again. Only when he sees on the third day does it not knock off the previous 2 days. But if he sees Kerry on the second day of the Zayin Nekiyam, that would knock off the previous day. He'd have to start counting the Zayin Nekiyam again, according to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva Omer Echad Harav Bishani Ve'Echad Harav Bishlishi. Rabbi Kiva argues with Rabbi Shmuel. He says there's no difference according to Beis Hillel whether he had an emission of Kerry on the second day of the seven clean days or the third day of the seven clean days. In both cases, it doesn't knock off the previous day, it only knocks off the day itself that he saw carry, and he wouldn't have to start counting again. So when he has a mission of carrying the third day, it knocks off the previous 2 days of the seven clean days, and he has to start again. And the mission of carry only knocks off the day that he had the mission. That day doesn't count towards the seven clean days, but he doesn't have to start over the seven clean days again. More than Barah the Ravi, Shalos Sasa, Eliyomo, the Rav Keri. Avon Razo, Rafilion Shvi, Sasa, Eshalofan. Beishami would agree with Beis Hillel. In such a case, then his Zav is counted 7 clean days and only has an emission of Keri on the fourth day or later. In such a case, it only knocks off that day. That day doesn't count towards the seven clean days, but it doesn't knock off the previous days, even according to Beishami. And since a Zav becomes a Zav by seeing an emission for 3 consecutive days, so therefore the first 3 days of the Zayin Nekiyam is considered more stringent according to Beis Shammai. And if he keeps carry during one of those days, it knocks off the previous day. But he has an emission of carry after the third day of the Zayin Nekiyam. In such a case, even Beis Shammai agrees it doesn't knock off the previous day, it only knocks off that day. Now that which it only knocks off that day, that's if he had an emission of carry during the seven clean days. Then we say it only knocks off that day. But if he has an emission of Zov during the seven clean days, even if that emission was on the seventh day and knocks off all the clean days that he has until now, he has to start counting again, as Chazal learned out from the pasuk that the 7 clean days have to be consecutive without any emission of Zov at all during those 7 days. If there is an emission of Zov during those 7 days, no matter what it is, even if on the seventh day at the end of the day, it knocks off all the clean days, and he would have to start counting the Zayin Nekiyam from the beginning.